This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Barbara Feldon, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson welcoming you to this week's edition of TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. Then we'll welcome back John Barber in our second hour. John Barber, five-time Emmy Award-winning writer, producer, director, documentary filmmaker, and cultural critic, and the co-creator, writer, producer, and one of the original hosts of NBC's Real People. Real People celebrated its 45th anniversary on television earlier this month. We'll talk to John about Real People. We'll also talk about his background as a film critic, including the time he spent as the critic at large for KNBC Channel 4, the NBC affiliate in Los Angeles, and the longtime movie reviewer of Los Angeles Magazine. All that more when John Barber joins us in our second hour. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we will open up this hour by welcoming Tony Award-winning actress, director, and novelist Dinah Manoff. Dinah won both a Theater World and a Tony Award as Best Featured Actress for her performance in the Broadway production of Neil Simon's Iota Beam Pictures. Plus, she reprised the role in the motion picture version of Iota Beam Pictures opposite Walter Matthau and Anne Margaret. If you are a fan of soap, the iconic TV series as opposed to soap, the cleansing product, you know Dinah Manoff as Elaine Dallas, the daughter of mob boss Charles Lefkowitz, played by Sorrel Book, and the daughter-in-law of Burt Campbell, played by Richard Mulligan. Plus, Dinah co-starred opposite Richard Mulligan in the long-running sitcom Empty Nest. Dinah recently released a novel called The True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold that gives readers a fast-paced, authentic look at life behind the red carpet while also asking the eternal question, does fame really matter? We'll tell you more about Dinah's novel and more in just a second. Dinah Manoff, welcome to TV Confidential.
Wow, thank you, Ed. What a great introduction. I would just like to take you everywhere and introduce me to people.
Well, I get my guests sometimes give me a hard time for the introduction, but it's like I like to pack a lot of punch into it so that we could focus on what you're here for instead of having to relist everything. Plus, you've done a lot of stuff. You've left your mark as an actress, as a director, and now as a writer. And I just like to let listeners know that.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Well, I'm feeling all puffed up.
I understand the premise of the true Hollywood story of Jackie Gold is loosely based on your own experience with paparazzi.
Well, very loosely based. And in fact, you know, I was reading an article about the Britney Spears memoir this morning, and I was thinking, Jesus, you know, this is Jackie Gold's story. It's Britney Spears, it's Lindsay Lohan, it's Demi Moore. You know, it's the story of a huge star who is relentlessly tracked by the paparazzi. And, you know, it really asks the question, what price fame? And, you know, Jackie tells her story from the hospital bed where she's lying in a coma, having jumped off a balcony to escape the paparazzi. And she, you know, reflects back on her life from that vantage point. But, you know, these memoirs, Demi's that I read, which was, I thought, amazing, and Britney's, which I haven't read yet, really are the same kind of genre as the fictional book that I wrote.
There's a lot of satire. There's a lot of inside humor in the true Hollywood story of Jackie Gold, your novel, Dinah. But you know a little bit about growing up in the bubble of fame. Most of you probably know this by now, but Dinah's mom is Oscar winner Lee Grant. Her father, Arnold Manoff, was a very accomplished screenwriter and novelist. But you know what it's like to have parents who are famous, and I always like to ask this question. When did you realize that your mom was not like any other mom, and what did she do to help you have as normal childhood as possible outside the fame bubble?
That's a funny question. I never thought my mom was like other moms. I grew up, you know, first of all, both my parents were blacklisted. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in an apartment in New York with a tremendous amount of tension. I remember my father, Arnold Manoff, telling me to be careful of what I said on the phone because our phones were tapped, and that was when I was five.
Wow.
So, you know, nothing in my upbringing felt like my friends' upbringings. I didn't have a mom who got up and made French toast in the morning. You know, I had a mom who, you know, slept till noon and then worked in the theater at night. And it was a very specialized, interesting, dramatic kind of childhood. Some parts for which I'm grateful and some parts of which I'm still rewriting with my own parents. Because I became a mom who got up in the morning and made French toast and, you know, in reaction to my own upbringing.
Well, while also starring on Broadway.
Well, I wasn't a mom then. Then I was just a very self-centered, happy little actress. So, but when I became a mom, I very intentionally became a mom who was home most of the time. And, you know, we moved our family up to the Northwest out of Los Angeles, our three little boys, because we really wanted to have a more present and normal, quote-unquote, life for them. So, within the question of how my mom helped me navigate that kind of upbringing, she didn't. You know, I was a kid who went with my mom to the theater. I was a backstage kid. I would fall asleep in the booth at the Russian Tea Room in New York after the theater. And, you know, it was a rarefied, but I would say unenviable childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, you know, looking back now at this age now, I'm grateful for every second of it. But it did not make navigating getting into show business or feeling a sense of foundation or stability very accessible to me.
I'm thinking aloud here, which is always an interesting proposition. But I would imagine the challenges that you faced growing up that you just laid out a little bit to our listeners, that's something you draw from as a performer and as a writer. It's always said if you want to write, you know, start by writing from what you know, because that you're coming from your what Carl Reiner calls your piece of ground, the one thing that makes you, Dinah, unique and you stand out from anybody else. And if you're able to start with that, and whether it's pain or whatever it is, you, depending on what story you want to write, that's what makes it real and authentic, and that's what connects you with your readers.
Oh, absolutely. I agree completely. And for me, you know, the part of Jackie Gold that I felt most connected to writing was the childhood part of being in Malibu Colony, you know, in the 60s and 70s, which was a very different time than one could imagine now. And, you know, Jackie Gold, in the book, her father runs a big movie studio. Her mother abandons her. My mother never abandoned
mm-hmm.
You know, so I used the world I grew up in, but I changed, you know, the circumstances to tell the story that I wanted to tell.
On the line with us is Tony Award-winning actress, director, and novelist Dinah Manoff. Dinah's novel, The True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold, is set in Hollywood circa 1999 and tells the story of Jackie Gold, an Oscar-nominated actress with a walk-in closet full of secrets and a pack of bloodthirsty paparazzi that finally push her over the edge, literally as well as figuratively. As Jackie lies comatose in a hospital bed, she replays the story of her life like a movie in her mind, while the press and public speculate on everything from whether Jackie's jump was a suicide attempt to whether her breasts are real. The real, true Hollywood story of Jackie Gold is available in bookstores everywhere. You can ask your favorite retailer to order it, especially for you, and they'll deliver it to your local bookstore. You can also find it Amazon.com, Bookshop.com, and DinaManoff.org. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The world's most exciting podcast, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, host of the Savage Nation podcast, home of borders, language, and culture. Hear my new podcast each week as I speak with top guests from around the world. Right now we have over 700 shows in our library, featuring interviews with world leaders, scientists, faith teachers, and more, including President Donald Trump, Prime Minister of Israel Ehud Barak, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, Jerry Falwell, and so much more. Conversations and commentary you cannot find anywhere else. Other guests have included Samuel Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, Breitbart's Alex Marlow, the great author Peter Schweitzer, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Be here or be nowhere. The Savage Nation Podcast. Catch the Michael Savage Podcast on all podcast platforms every Tuesday and every Friday.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Charles Grodin, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Every actor has a process, whether it's the method or whatever method you have to get you to connect with the character you're going to play and breathe it to life and make it seem like a real person. Every actor has a process. I have found that every writer has a process. What was your process when you first decided to write the real true Hollywood story of Jackie Gold?
Oh, well, that's a great question. Before I answer that, I want to say that we just released the Audible version of Jackie Gold, and that really also relates to how I'll answer the question, because I got to actually play Jackie Gold on the Audible, mm-hmm. and something I never thought I would have a chance to do because I don't act anymore.
Yeah.
And so when I was approached to do the Audible version of the novel, you know, I sat down and I first, you know, tried to read the whole book with all the characters. And a lot of the book is in dialogue. Mm-hmm. And I found that I really don't have those chops to do 100 different characters with different voices and modulating and levels. I was like, wow, I was never trained for this. This is a whole talent I don't possess. So I decided to bring in some very, very talented actors in my community, some of whom I've taught, some of whom I've directed, and some of whom are just working actors in the Northwest. And we went into a studio, and we put Jackie Gold down as an audible. And I read Jackie, and I read the narration, something I knew I could do. And they did all the other characters, and it was such a blast. And for me, bringing Jackie alive vocally was such a gift. And, you know, I was able to connect to her easily through writing the story. I did many, many, many drafts of this novel with lots of notes from trusted readers, early readers. And, you know, I had to find the depth of character in all the characters in the book that I had organically with Jackie. And that was a real process for me because I wasn't an English major. I didn't even go to college. So writing the really true Hollywood story of Jackie Gold was me learning to write, really.
Well, you may not have been an English major per se, but you've performed the words of Neil Simon. You're directed by Robert Redford.
Lucky me.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a different type of college, and that's a different type of education and experience. And it sounds like that's part of what you drew on when you transitioned into the writing stage of your career.
I think that's absolutely true. In fact, you know, growing up, when you asked me, you know, when did I know I wasn't, you know, brought up by like a normal, regular, you know, mother. When I learned to read, I was cueing her on Neil Simon plays. You know, she was performing in Neil Simon, and I was reading the other parts for her so she could memorize her lines. So, you know, that material was it's just, you know, ingrained, and it's like in my blood.
Yeah.
You know, that timing and that humor, and you know, and I hope I did bring some of that feeling to Jackie Gold. I think it's a really funny book. You know, I think it takes, you know, a tragic situation and makes great fun with it, you know, throughout much of it.
Dinah's novel, The True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold, is a fast-paced, authentic look at life behind the red carpet that asks the eternal question, does fame really matter? The Real True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold, available at bookstores everywhere through Star Alley Press, as well as Amazon.com. The audiobook, also available Audible.com. The Real True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold has received accolades from many noteworthy professionals, including Oscar winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Didi Khan, Dinah's co-star in Grease, Christy McNichol, Dinah's co-star in Empty Nest, and many, many others. While we're on the subject of Neil Simon, I have been told that Simon was very particular about his plays. You know, no variations, no ad-libbing. You had to perform it word for word. Was that your experience?
Absolutely. And comma by, you know, punctuation, by pause, by beat. I mean, it was so... But, you know, it was music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had to, because he had the symphony of the play, the rhythms in his head. And what he put down on paper was so deliberate that if you kind of took some kind of method acting approach to it, you messed it up. You really did. There was no kind of, you know, hemming and hawing around the words or repeating, because you had to respect the rhythms of the piece.
Yeah.
And because, as I said, you know, I had grown up on Neil Simon, literally grown up on him, that for me was a natural progression.
Mm-hmm. Well, and plus, if you're a classically trained actor, as you were, and the offspring of another classically trained actor, you have an appreciation for the classics, you know. And I think most of us would agree that Neil, the works of Neil Simon, are up there with the classics, you know. From
I think so, and I think as time goes on, he will be even more revered than he is now. I think people will look back and go, "Wow, you know, what a body of work, and what, you know, what a documentation of a time in our lives."
Plus, even if you know you can't change a comma, you can't change an and, you can't change a but that doesn't mean there isn't room for you as an actress to breathe life and put your own, because, you know, you have an understanding of the character you play, but there's also something that is uniquely Dinah that you bring to it that, you know, enables you to put your own stamp on this character to make it seem like we're seeing that character come to life for the very first time.
Well, you may be right. I'll tell you that my own experience with the play I can mention, I Ought to Be in Pictures, the film I can't mention, has the same name.
Quick program note, folks, we recorded this conversation with Dinah in the fall of 2023 prior to the end of the Writers Guild strike, and one of the restrictions at the time of the strike was that actors could not mention the names of films they had worked on during any interviews they gave while the strike was taking place.
Having had the privilege to do both, I almost wish that there wasn't the film out there, because the stage performance and the way it was approached and directed was purely Neil Simon. And I think that the film approach that Herb Ross took, and he also directed the play, but I think Herbert was trying to put a darker spin on it or a more real spin on it. And I just think the air came out of it. You know, I certainly feel that way about my performance in the film. I don't touch what I did on stage in the film. I felt so constricted. And insecure, you know, in front of camera, trying to recreate the freshness of being on stage and bringing the lightness and the fun of that character wasn't encouraged in the film. And so I think in a way you do have to really honor the tone as well as the words that Neil is going for. That's my experience.
And plus, it wasn't encouraged for the film because it's a totally different medium. The stage, one of the benefits, I mean, I'm not an actor. I just talked to Dinah Maniff on the radio. But one of the benefits of performing for the stage, it gives you the opportunity to rehearse every day in between. I mean, you know, for the 6 or 7 weeks before you start production. And even after you're open to an extent, you know, you have a chance to immerse yourself in the character and with the actors in a way that television certainly doesn't afford and film doesn't always afford, because with very, very few exceptions, films are not shot in sequence. They're shot out of order, you know. So you may be filming the climactic scene today, and then tomorrow you're filming something that takes place 75 pages earlier. And so it's just a different sort of mindset.
Absolutely. And on top of that, in film, you're worried about your lighting and your angles and hitting the mark. And, you know, it's a close-up or is it a master shot? And, you know, everything is so modulated that it's very hard to find the freedom that you feel on stage. But I'll tell you, in sitcom, I felt very much like I felt on stage. I felt such freedom of being because there was that kind of remove, you know, in 3 or 4 camera television where, and you have an audience. And so, you know, you have that interactive experience that on film, you know, you do something funny you don't know for another 2 years till you sit down in a movie theater and see if people react.
That is very much true. But let me ask you this. While we're talking about the film version of I Ought to Be in Pictures, your co-star, Walter Matthau, was an accomplished stage actor. In that particular case, working with someone who has a stage mentality, even though he's working for motion pictures, does that make a difference in the process, or does it depend on who you're working with?
I don't know. Walter was amazing. I'm so lucky that I got to work with him. And as I was, lucky to work with Anne Margaret, I think my experience was just singular to what I was going through at the time. It was my first big role in a movie, and I felt a tremendous responsibility to live up to the Tony Award I had just won. And, this may have influenced some of my Jackie Gold writing. When I was about 2 weeks into filming I Ought to Be in Pictures, I got word that the head of the studio did not think I was attractive enough to be playing the part. And so, with another 8 weeks filming to go, and having it be my first big movie role, I just was swimming upstream a lot of the time when I was filming.
Well, that's where you got to draw on your own mettle and pull that stuff out of your head and focus on what you need to do every day during the time of that shoot.
Well, in those days, I didn't own that mettle. I own it now, but I didn't own it then.
On the line with us is Dinah Manoff, Tony Award-winning star of I Ought to Be in Pictures and the author of The Real True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold. We'll continue our conversation with Dinah Manoff in our second hour. In the meantime, The Real True Hollywood Story of Jackie Gold is available in bookstores everywhere as well as Amazon.com. We'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.